to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. And we'll be with you for the next 2 hours live on this Tuesday, 25th of July, 2006. I'd like to thank my good friend Jeff Bennett for sitting in for me yesterday, dealing with network business. And be honest with you, folks, I probably could have taken today off, too, for network business. And tomorrow and Friday and all the next month and next year. But that's not going to happen. Not yet, anyhow. Not until I get somebody of equal or, shall I say, greater value than myself. I'm sure I won't have to search too long to find that entity. That's called self-effacing humor, folks. But with all humor, there is an element of truth in there. And that's part of what I want to talk about. We kind of touched on this last week. And, a lot of people didn't understand my position with Eric Hufschmid. And I don't want to get into a two-hour discussion about that. You will see the relevance of that as we go on with this next 2 hours. But what I was intending to do with that is that was a shot across the bow. We have had subsequent things, and we've had many conversations and about a lot of opinions out there, people that are contrary to other people that are in the movement and this, that, and the other. And here again, I want to say this clearly, that there is no plan of action. There is no strategy. A lot of people have been in the Patriot. It's called the Patriot Movement, so we'll leave that go until we can give it another name. By the way, did anybody ever see Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead? Remember the line in the movie that they kept repeating? No, not boat drinks. Give it a name. That's what we've been doing here at this network for the past week. We've been identifying things and giving it a name. But more importantly than just identifying a problem, we have been mapping out a strategy, identifying the problem, what are the blocks to where we think we want to go, what is a strategy, and more importantly, what is a plan of action off of that strategy. That's what we've been doing for the past week. Now, I have seated in studio with me. I'm not going to bring him up until after the first break here because I wanted to finish out this little spiel. That we have a lot of good intentioned people out there. We got a lot of people willing and able to roll up their sleeves and go to work, but nobody has assigned a task for them. And I don't want to be their taskmaster. I want to see groups and organizations pop up that they can structure themselves to take direct action against the problem that's been thumping their melon now, yesterday, last week, last month, and as they recognize well into the future, the problems that we've been discussing and pointing out on this network in its 2 years of existence, I think everybody's got a pretty good handle on how big of a problem we've got out there. And then we've had people that come in that think that they're doing a good job by trying to identify problems within the movement and this, that, and the other. Well, it's not really helping, but they think they're helping. I'll talk a minute more on that subject when we get back from break. And then I'll introduce our guest to you today, folks. It's been the guy that's he's been heading these meetings for the past week. And we'll find out what all that is about after this.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Satlin, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Now, what was I saying before the break? Okay, let's summarize my ramblings. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll steal somebody's line out there. He's been picked on, but I'll steal his book title, Crossing the Rubicon. Folks, I don't know if you recognize this or not, but this network that you're now listening to in this particular radio program, we have crossed the Rubicon. We are in an area that is uncharted. I mean, literally uncharted. Now, having said that, what is the mission of this network? Well, it's information. How do we get the information out there? Well, by listeners like you telling other people about this information that you're hearing. And keeping in mind that we have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans that don't even know what time of day it is. They think they do. They look at their watch. Oh, geez, it's lunchtime. They're at work. Or it's quitting time. I'm going home. But they are confined in their day-to-day musings and endeavors, and in the meantime, and I use this, but it's not an accurate description, but I use it because if you look in history past, say, Rome, for instance, as Nero stood around and fiddled while Rome burned. Well, Nero wasn't a good guy, and neither is George Bush, and the United States is burning to the ground. And the problem that we have seen is that we can identify this problem, and we can talk it up to ad nauseum, you know, event status. But after all said and done, what has been actually accomplished? We've gotten a lot of stuff off of our chest, but there remains the problem still staring us in the face. And it's just not George Bush. It's the whole damn system of government which has been perverted. This movie, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to get this out, and then we'll talk to Hubert Ashley here. I want to get this out because a lot of people are getting concerned and they're getting frustrated because here's an idea and not everybody is jumping on board my idea. Well, there's a little problem with that because as I see this, we don't have enough people out there identifying and coming up with solutions to the problems we've already identified. There is no plan of action. There is no strategy. There is no plan of action. If you have neither a strategy or a plan of action, how can you have a desired result? The answer to that question is pretty simple. You can't, and you won't get one. This is part of what we've been discussing here in this past week in these meetings. We've had three-hour meetings every single day. Now, what does this have to do with you out in the listening audience? Well, it's got everything to do with you because you know what? You're an American, and I'm talking to you. I'm an American. We discuss the problems that are affecting America here, and the problem is nothing is getting any better. I had heard, you know, I'll give you an example here. Cindy Sheehan, okay, you've heard it in the news recently. What has Cindy Sheehan been talking about? Well, she doesn't want to jump on that 9/11 boat because she just wants the war to end. Now, would it behoove her to get educated, to leave her political baggage behind her, get educated as to what is actually going on, maybe consider jumping on that 9/11 bandwagon? Maybe. Maybe not. But what she has done, which I think is a major mistake, because all the people that have followed Cindy Sheehan and all the people out there that know exactly what Cindy Sheehan is talking about, why would she be against putting on her palette a few more colors to color in more of that picture? Now, she made the choice. Aaron Russo's film is coming out, Freedom to Fascism, America, Freedom to Fascism. And the reports I've been getting, folks, this is going to go nationwide, but only with participatory actions from people out there. In other words, plunking your $7-$8 down, whatever movie theater and whatever they're charging, to see his film. It's in the testing phase right now, limited release. AMC is looking at this. If the numbers are good enough off of this limited release, they're going to release it nationally. Do you not think that everybody out there needs to see Aaron Russo's movie? I haven't even seen it yet. A lot of people in Austin have seen it. I haven't even seen it yet. I've had Aaron on twice. I understand that I think this Friday is going to be on Alex Jones' show for 2 hours. And this is great because this is what's got to happen. People have got to be at those theaters buying those tickets for that limited run in order to send a message to AMC that this needs to be released nationally. They're thinking about this in terms of dollars. We're looking at this as an educational tool that will start to rock the foundation of what has been set before us. Now, on the issue of 9/11, is this going to steal 9/11 thunder? Well, I thought about that over the weekend. And I thought, you know what? I think we're looking at this sometimes with blinders on. Do you think possibly that the momentum that 9/11 movement has behind it, can they build off of what Aaron Russo's film is going to do? I know it's going to make a splash. And accordingly, vice versa. Is the 9/11 movement, once Americans are waking up, hopefully by the millions out there, of how they've been enslaved through the funny money system, through the taxation system. There's even stuff in there in the movie about RFID chipping. What he did is exactly what the folks that put out Loose Change 2 did. They left the politics behind. You know, we say these words, but do we really understand when we say them? It's not a matter of left or right. It's a matter of right and wrong. What this boils down to is a constitution, a rule of positive law, having people sitting in office that are protecting that constitution or abiding by that contract, which is going to put asunder all these political eye-scratching games that the politicians just love and the globalists love, because as long as the people in these respective countries are scratching each other's eyes out, how much damage can they do actually do at the structure, at the root of this problem? The answer to that question is pretty apparent. So these are just some of the things that we've been considering over the last several days, not just about this network, but let me get back to the point that I was making about the network. I was just told, and I don't even know what the heck this means. For last month, off of this network, there has been a terabyte of information downloaded. Now, I don't know what the heck that means. I don't even know how much a terabyte is. I was told that if I counted to a billion and took a second with each number, it would literally cost me in time 60 years of my life counting from one to a billion in 1 second increments. Now, that started to put it into some context as to my understanding about technology and terabytes and gigabytes and megabytes and all those other little nifty little, I don't want to use a derogatory term, but these people that deal with computers. So, you know, I'm on a learning curve with that one. But suffice it to say, we are the largest network out there in the alternative media. And we haven't even scratched the surface in its effect, in its effectiveness. What I see this network doing, ladies and gentlemen, aside from having the programming and the educational, this is all educational, bringing on new listeners to listen to programming so they can be brought up to speed. You know, we've often talked about this, that, you know, somebody jumping into this program just midstream, never heard anything before, didn't have a clue what we were talking about, they might be lost. So sometimes we cover the same ground. I call it Patriot Class 101. But as this thing progresses, this is going to be harder and harder to do. We must never lose sight of new listeners who are coming in. You heard them last week calling into this very program. You know, I've only been listening for a short while, or I've just tuned into your program, or whatever. And you can hear that the questions they have, if they've been listening to this program long enough, there is no such thing as a stupid question, but there is one of delayed response. In other words, if they're coming in with a question that we already dealt with last week, last month, or last year, they have no way of knowing that. So this is always an educational curve that we have to deal with. But here's the thing. Getting back to strategizing, coming up with a plan of action, and more importantly, everybody can talk about a plan of action, but then implementing that plan of action is the key to this country's survival. Now, how important and what role this network is going to play, I think it's monumentally important. You know, much has been said, and rightfully so. You know, without going into a bunch of detail and background color on that, it's been said that I have a temper, and that is true. You know, it didn't take me, it just, up until this past week, I couldn't even identify where my anger was coming from. And you know what it was? I have a vision of what part that this network has to play in the restoration of this country. While I was sitting around the network chasing little details that have not been relegated to qualified people to handle those little details. And sometimes people in the network didn't understand where I was coming from. Sometimes I didn't even recognize where I was coming from. But I gave it a name, folks, and the name of it was frustration. I didn't know how to get. We already built the network, and it's going to be fine-tuned in its programming. This is going to be a lot meaner and cleaner machine into the future. This is part of the strategy of the network. How important is this message, and how are we going to fine-tune this message to the general public out there? Not necessarily the choir that's listening to this program right now, but more to the point to fine-tune this to make it effective across the board. Now, when we get back, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to introduce Hubert Ashley, which has actually been chairing these meetings. We'll give you a little background on this guy. You're going to find this pretty interesting. You're going to find it pretty amazing. So we'll talk more about that when we get back from this break. I want everybody to stay tuned out there in Radioland.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
They railed against the crowd, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
On a bloody war. I think we've had enough of the bloody wars. I've got with me in studio Hubert Ashley, and I'll just give you, I'm sure he can tell you much more about himself. I didn't ask him for his bio. He's been in this network several times. He is a school teacher, and what he's been doing in the, I guess the Austin area ISDA, you've been substitute teacher. Go ahead and pull that mic in front of you there. But what really amazed me is he wanted to help this network out. And he's been listening for a while, and he's been coming in here, and he's been, you know, getting a feel for the network and what we're trying to accomplish. This guy, let me just tell you what he accomplished politically. And I mentioned this on the air last week, and you may or may not understand what I was talking about. The Daily Machine in Chicago, the political machine. What was the senior's name? Mayor Richard Daley.
Yeah, Richard Daley was the mayor of Chicago for
eons, it seemed.
Yeah, he goes back to the 1950s.
Right.
Anyway, he died in the 70s. After his death, his his machine chose the next two mayors to come up, his replacement, who was there by a matter of protocol, and then the next one to come up was a woman by the name of Jane Byrne. Anyway, there were a group of people who decided they had enough of the daily tyranny, and they decided that they were going to get somebody who was a good legislator, and one who had had proven himself in the state legislature. He knew Chicago. People in Chicago knew him. And so they put together a plan to remove the machine and put this man, Harold Washington in. They were successful. What they did was they looked at where they wanted to go, their vision. They wanted to have a mayor. Their vision was to have a mayor who was going to be looking out for the benefit of the people in the community, being Chicago, the city of Chicago, and not for the cronies who had paid their way into the daily machine. They knew that the normal way of handling things would only have elected another one of Daley's people. So they put together, they envisioned what it would look like to have Harold Washington become mayor. Then they looked at what was it that's getting in the way, stopping that from happening. What are the blocks that are blocking us from that? What are the contradictions we're having to face? Then they looked at those. When they looked at those contradictions, they said, okay, we've identified those. How do we get rid of them? Well, some of the things we're going to do, we're going to think differently about how we handle the situation so that we can remove these contradictions and bring in our vision. The way that different thinking was what they called their strategies. Once they had identified how they were going to think differently and formulate these strategies, the next thing they decided to do was, okay, what steps or what actions do we need to take so that we can implement each of those strategies and get rid of those blocks? And they implemented them. Now, when they went to the process of identifying those steps, they gave assignments to the people in their group. And by the way, the people in the group were the ones who put all this together.
And these weren't political strategists here. These were just run-of-the-mill community people. They had no idea on how to structure campaigns. They had no idea on how to go against that well-oiled daily machine.
That's right.
Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to point that out.
So they took this methodology, by the way, was developed by what's known as the Institute for Cultural Affairs. They're the ones who had mapped out this thing and trained the people who eventually used it against the daily machine.
Mm-hmm.
Once they had gotten the actions in place, and they knew which, and all those actions were set up so that they would take out those blocks that were there and bring in their vision. Once they had it in place, then they did the next thing. They said, what are we going to do in the next 90 days to, step by step, to make sure each of these actions take place?
Because you're all working toward one result. You're working toward that vision, or more importantly, that goal. And you structured this thing as to how to put your people together to structure this thing out and made a 90-day action plan. Everybody, you got together, you decided what the important things were, you cast out the ones that weren't. There were certain personalities. We won't go into the dynamics of this, but there were the spies in the organization that were reporting back to the Daily Machine. And without going into that, one of the guys that was sent down there, you identified who he was.
Well, that was four different. That was a different situation. That wasn't this Harold Washington thing. That was different.
Oh, it was a different thing. But at any rate, during these organizational meetings, there were spies that were sent in. They were taking copious notes, turning them over to their handlers or their taskmasters. But one of these gentlemen was asked specifically, "You've been taking notes. What are you going to do with them?" Because you already knew they were going to turn the notes in. And the guy said, "What?" Now, he saw what you people were doing, considered that. Well, he now was going to jump ship. He wasn't going to work for the old machine. He's with the new machine.
Well, that story that John is relaying to you, that happened before the Harold Washington use of this. We had a group called Chicago Center for School of Human Dignity, and we would teach people how to organize within their community so they'd be independent of the machine. And we used a method that was very similar to this.
All right. We'll come back on the break. We'll take the break here. We're talking with Hubert Ashley here, folks, and I hope you're paying attention to what we are talking about here, because it'll become apparently clear, let me put it that way, where we're going with this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
How would you feel if you found out there was no law requiring you to pay an income tax and the government was cheating you?
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
Four stars, highest rating, America, freedom to fascism makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi, CBS.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaged in terrorism?
America people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism? If you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
What if you found out the government was planning to put electronic chips into you so they can track you?
This is absolutely Orwellian.
America, freedom, fascism. The scariest film you'll see this year, coming July 28th.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back in studio with me, Hubert Ashley, and we were talking about just what was kind of going on in Chicago, getting the groups of people, and these were diverse groups.
Yes,
these were white groups, black groups.
Yep.
That heretofore, I mean, you had Washington's people, or not Washington, but Daley's people, declaring your people all communist. They sent infiltrators in there, and we were just discussing this during the break. When you're holding constructive meetings and you give your vision and your goal, and you're in the strategizing and planning and getting rid of these blocks and coming up with plans of action and then implementing them, what becomes readily apparent is that person that's there to disrupt all of a sudden doesn't have, you've taken their power from them. Why? Because you've already said what the goal and the vision is, and everybody agrees that, yeah, okay, the goal and the vision, that's a great thing. But as you go through these, as actually ferreting all this stuff out, getting rid of the extraneous stuff, getting down to the brass tacks of the program, well, it becomes readily apparent. Somebody jumps up out of their seat and says, well, I adamantly disagree. Okay, well, what's your disagreement? And more importantly, what is your solution? If you disagree and there's a wrong plan of action here, what are you proposing? Well, now the group's already up to speed. This guy stands out like a sore thumb. He's got to do one of three things. Sit down, shut up, pack his stuff up and go home, or he becomes part of the group. But not part of the group as to be an embedded infiltrator to disrupt later, because you've already gone past this guy. You've stolen his thunder and his power away from him. Hubert, this has been what I have heard repeatedly throughout the Patriot movement. I'll give you a classic example. Down here they had Republic of Texas. Mm-hmm. They had an organization that was, 20,000 strong. Well, when I got down here to Texas, and that was about 8 years ago, it was shortly afterwards, I was invited to a meeting. Now, how many people showed up? There was 11 out of 20,000. There was different factions that were coming in. They didn't agree with the top guy, and there was all these different factions that came in to take over. And I'm sitting up in Michigan, and I'm watching all this. And I talked to the group that I saw setting themselves up to take over. I said, what you people aren't realizing is there's somebody standing over your shoulder that's getting ready to eat your lunch. And lo and behold, it happened. What we're facing, ladies and gentlemen, we could spend the next 2 hours laying out all the problems that we have in this country. And I think in the 14 years, if I've missed anything, but then excuse me, but either they were so small or whatever, they were of non-importance or non-issue. Mm-hmm. To somebody, it's an issue. Somewhere, someplace, it's an issue. But when you're talking about doing what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, which heretofore a lot of people, Hubert, have not had a lot of fun doing it. It's been arduous for them. It's burned them out. I've had people, I mean, gosh, you've listened to the program. You hear people calling into this show. You hear their frustrations. Mm-hmm. And how many times is that repeated over and over and over again?
The problem here that John's pointing out here is that you can see the problem. And if all you see is the problem, then you will soon be burned out. Because the next thing, once you see the problem, the next thing that automatically comes to your head is, what am I going to do about it? And what happens with us, or what's been happening with us, there are several things. One of them, we haven't had a good way of answering that question. What am I going to do about it? And is what I do effective? We've been pretty much told, well, I'm just one person. There's nothing I can do. Once you feel that about yourself, then you do nothing. Why should you do anything? It's not going to do any good. So we haven't had a way to take the energy, once we've turned that on, and be able to tell that person and show that person how that energy can be used to make a significant change. We keep waiting for a change to happen to us by something outside of us, and it's all within us. So what this methodology we're talking about doing, it's used to empower people so that they can know how what they do is important. And that's why I talked initially about how the system is set up. You see where you want to go first. You get your vision first. Why? Because if you don't have your vision, you're going to be reacting to the other guy's vision. And that's what's been happening. People have been reacting to the thing, globalists. We've been reacting to the globalist vision. Why? Because we don't have our vision. Okay, so the first thing we do, set up our vision. We know what kind of world we want. Forget about people. It's impossible. Yeah, right. They said that about the Wright brothers until the plane flew. That's impossibly,
right.
Didn't they?
That's right.
So we set our vision up, and then we look at it and we say, okay, what is it that's blocking that vision from happening? Why isn't it here? It's a contradiction. We all see this needs to be. So what's stopping it? And once we identify what those blocks are, the next thing we do is say, okay, what do we need to do? What kind of new thinking do we need to bring in so that when this when we do this new thinking, this is new strategies, we can eliminate those blocks and in comes our vision. Once we identify our strategies, the next step we take is, okay, what actions do I need to take on each of those strategies so that when I take those actions, those blocks are gone, my vision is in place. But the actions are concrete, measurable actions within a specified period of time. Once we've identified those actions, the next thing we do is say, okay, we're going to put these actions, some of them on a 90-day plan. And we're going to assign people to the people who put this together. We're going to assign ourselves what we're going to do in a 90-day plan. Now, we don't want a structure that is rigid. We want a structure that is capable of taking new information in, putting it through that same process quickly, and making whatever adjustments in our vision, our strategy, and our action plans. So as things come in, we bring them through our process, we make whatever changes are there. We see the relationship of our actions to that vision. Then a person can say, doesn't have to come up and say, well, what I do doesn't count. It does count. You see how it counts.
You know, Hubert, I've given this example on the air before. And a lot of people believe this in their hearts and in their minds, which renders them absolutely ineffectual. You can't fight City Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And my response to that has always been, what do you mean you can't fight City Hall? If there's enough of you, you can literally pick it up off its foundation and move it to wherever you want to move it, if there's enough people.
Right.
This has been the problem. And something else, after doing this for almost 15 years, what people, I think, are waiting for is this grand poobah of a leader. Thank you very much for playing the game. You don't even get a consolation prize. That is not going to work. It is not going to work because who are we going to have that we're all going to vote on to be the spokesperson, let's say, for the Patriot Movement, for the Restoration Committee of 2006 or whatever you want to call it? Who are you going to elect, one person or a board of people? Who are you going to collect? They're going to take all of these problems, all these concerns that we have all identified and we all agree that are bad. How are you going to take that and put that into a workable strategy? Let me give you an example. We've had the Libertarians, Hubert, for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you during the break, can you remember one Libertarian getting into an office someplace high enough up the ladder, the food chain, where they really made a difference? I can't think of one, folks. Can you think of one out there? The last shakeup that we had in national politics, not this last go-around with Howard Dean being outed because he looked like he was cheerleading in a football game. One snapshot, that was it. The press jumped all over it, eliminated him. They wanted Kerry and Bush. Well, okay, they got what they wanted. Bonesman 1, Bonesman 2. That was our choice. Choose your poison. One's faster acting, one might be slower acting, but it's still a poison. And this is what the majority of the American people don't understand,
mm-hmm.
that you're not going to vote in a president of the United States to address the concerns and the problems that we're facing right now because they are the problem. So how can you go to the very system that has created that problem and change that problem? This doesn't start from the top down. This starts from the bottom up.
And that's key because, you see, stop and think about it. Back in our mind, we're told to look for the leader. But in a Republican democracy, you don't have a leader. What you have are servants. You have political servants who you have assigned certain responsibilities, and they are to serve the public, not to have the public serve them. And we've gotten this thing all turned around where we've got these aristocrats walking around talking about how they're so important, and they're not doing what we want. And we're all clear. We're all pretty clear on what needs to be done. Yet these guys can't figure it out. For example, take the small thing. It's a big thing, but it's small because we know how to solve the problem. I can't figure out what to do with the border. I hate to say it to you there, fella, but I think that was part of the oath you took to protect and serve. You can't figure out what to do with our border, yet you can figure out what to do with Iraq's border? Who are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, and so,
and again, what you're describing here is the responsibility of people in government.
Yep.
If they are not accountable and responsible, then they need to go. But that they're the big question that follows that. Well, how do we accomplish that? of which now let's drop back down to, again, grassroots. Now, Hubert, and we've talked about this. I'm sure you've heard me talk about this before. I said the key to the problem that we're having in this country is, and I said this last week, and it probably shocked and amazed people, and people probably figured I took too much time off, because I said that the solution of the problem we have right now is political. Oh, my goodness, he's talking about politics. No, politics as you know it today, ladies and gentlemen, is one of irresponsibility, unaccountability. It is one that once these people get in an office, you have no redress. If they're making mistakes, you have no redress. You have no way to correct it. And you're told by the smug politicians that you voted in because evidently you didn't have another choice or you're too stupid to make an informed choice that, well, use the ballot box. But see, they already figured that one out, too. If it's close enough to them and their interests are being threatened, well, we just rigged the vote. There is a myriad of problems there. But what I said about this, the key to restoring this great country to its original constitutional roots is not by going to Washington, D.C. and hammering on these sold out whores up there. The key to this is within our own states. But we share the same structure problem here in the states that we're sharing in Washington, D.C. So, but now we're not worried about the entire country, the other 49 states. Now we've narrowed this down to what? One state. Now we got a bunch of people in this state that really care and they see this is going in the wrong direction. But so far they've been ineffectual. They have not had their redress. They have not had their day in court, or they have not had remedy to fix this problem. Now, do I think a constitutional party is going to do it? No. Do I think the Libertarian Party is going to do it? Not the way it's set up right now. Because what are you fighting? Supposedly, the Republicans and Democrats, Hubert, are opposed in ideology and all this other stuff. Now, we can argue the finer points that if you really take a look at the voting records, you can pretty much figure how this is moving. Okay. But what will happen if they perceive a threat to their political stranglehold on this country? Those two supposed foes will join forces to crush what you are trying to do. And what we're talking about here is changing the entire political structure of this entire country. That heretofore, that we either don't know how to do, obviously we don't know how to do it, because if it was that important, we saw that as a possible solution to this mammoth problem we've got, it already would have been implemented, wouldn't it? And even if it was a bad plan and it failed, it would have had enough impudence that somebody would have stood up and took notice of it.
We've been told over and over again, we're not smart enough. We're not experts. Those guys up there are the experts. They know what's going on. The fact is, we have not held them accountable as our public servant. They do not even try to get ideas from us.
But by what standard do we hold them accountable, though, Hubert?
To the Constitution.
Oh, you mean the one that they're not teaching in the schools anymore?
Oh, the one that, you know, Mr. Bush said...
was just a GD piece of paper?
Uh-huh.
That very same one?
That little thing that we keep losing and, you know, it's gotten old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, that's the standard that they're not being held to.
Yeah, I think maybe I should wait to break to discuss this with you, but since this is not a fake name here, this is your real name, I think probably if you're identified as being a big enough threat, I think your teaching days in the school system here might be over. Unless we have somebody in an enlightened position and one of some sort of autonomy that maybe hears you on the air today and says, you know what, I want that guy in the school. Can't have him. Nope, can't have him. And I'll tell you why. How many people out there recognize the public school system as a major problem? You, sir, have been coming into this network for what, over a year?
Yeah.
And each time, each one of your little visits here, I got to learn a little bit more about you, and you got to learn a little bit more about me. You weren't moving at breakneck speed. You were treading carefully, and I appreciate that very much. I've had a lot of people that come busting through that front door, and, buddy, they got the silver bullet, and if you don't do it right now, you're some kind of a butthead. Well, I don't work that way. You would come in here, you would substitute for teachers on vacations or illnesses or whatever. Sometimes you'd be in there for a week, sometimes you'd be in there for a month or two, or maybe even longer. But you would come in, and I would give you pocket constitutions, and you would take those back to the students in those classes. And you would instruct them as to not just what these words on this paper is, but the intent of that Constitution and how important it was that they understand what the meaning of that Constitution really means. What is its ideology? Why was it written? And why is it being discarded? And why are you not being taught about that in this school? Well, you taught it. And, of course, that you fell on disfavor with a number of people because you were doing exactly that. You were out of that paradigm of the new thought. They're trying to make cookie-cutter little global citizens. And you come in, wait a minute here. And you start feeding those fertile little minds important information. Now, how many listeners out there disagree, independent school district? It cracks me up. Who the heck came up with this? And I'm talking locally here, folks. Your school systems are named different things throughout the country. But they have the independent school system here in Texas. Well, what's so independent about it? It's all being controlled by Washington, D.C. Hubert.
Well, one of the things that being a substitute allows you to do, yes, you, my fields of substitution were in history, chemistry, physics, and mathematics, and it didn't matter which class.
All the ones that I failed in school, by the way. I'll tell you what, we got to take the break. We'll be back with my in-studio guest. We'll open up the phones next hour, and I hope you're following where we're going with this, ladies and gentlemen, because this is important. This is probably the most important show I've ever done. The last week was the next two and most important one. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, needs special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
I got to beware. Oh, yeah. Folks, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. And we're just scratching the surface on this, because what we've been talking about is putting into action a plan of action. Now, there's miles to go before we get to that point. But I don't think this has really been seriously discussed, because, you know, being the head of a network and having decisions I've got to make as to programming and, you know, stuff like that, I mean, folks, this is consuming. And what I'm doing right now is we are looking for those qualified people. And by the way, while you're listening to the program today, if you heard us last week, or you might have been on vacation, or you might have been a bad shortwave day, you might have been in the hospital, you might have been working two jobs or three jobs to try to feed yourself, and you just happen to have a day off. We are looking for qualified people. And let me qualify my qualification. We are looking for affiliate relations people. We are also looking for management for sales, as well as salespeople. Okay. And when I say qualified people, if you sold shoes down at your local shoe mart, that's not exactly what I'm looking for here. I'm looking for people that can engage people, contracts signed for advertising, so on and so forth. So the basic ingredient, what you need here, folks, is that you've heard our message, you want to be on board, you've got skills and ability to be a part of this network and help it grow. Because I'm not happy, even though we're the biggest alternative network out there, folks, I'm not happy because there's about 90% of America that's never even heard of us. Okay, or hasn't heard of any of the names of the host on this network, or haven't even heard the names of the many guests that they've interviewed in the last 2 years plus months. What we're talking about here is a sustained growth, but rapidly, not sloppily. That's what we're looking for. So if you would like to give us a call here, shrink my block there, Mr. Producer. I can't see all my numbers. All right, there we go. If you'd like to call us here at this office, are you tired of your job out there? You think your job might be eliminated before too long? Well, it might be time for a career change. If you understand what we are doing here and you want to become a part of it and help this network grow, it's designed for one thing and one thing only, folks, not for your entertainment. This network is here as a communication device to the public. It's called radio. And we're going to expand that and expand it rapidly. So if you want to become a part of that, give us a call at 800-724-2719. That number again, 800-724-2719. If you have a resume already made up, you can email Danny at rbnlive.com. That's Danny at rbnlive.com. Or if you don't have a computer and you're listening by shortwave and you're already headed for the hills and you think it's time to come out of them hills and get into the fight again, here's our mailing address. It's RBN 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, and that is two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We will take the break here, come back on the other side, more discussion here. Talking about a plan of action, folks. I'm tired of spinning your wheels, aren't you? A friend of mine used to say, I'm over that, ain't you? 800-313-9443 will take your calls into the next hour. Second hour coming up.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.